In order to fully experience this week's episode of the Her Iconic Empire podcast, be sure to listen to episode 1, where I share the beginning part of this story. In this episode, you'll hear more of the story about my entrepreneurial journey, along with how I didn't know how to make a dime in my first year in business. Plus, I'll share with you the top 3 things I discovered that I had to do in order to build a profitable personal brand. Now let's get this party started. Hello, Iconic Empire Builder, and welcome to today's episode of the Her Iconic Empire Podcast, sponsored by Icon Academy, a digital learning platform for the multi-passionate woman. Now, in last week's episode, I took you on a journey of sharing the early stages of my story, which started with my years in the corporate world. We followed the story up until my plot twist, so be sure to listen to episode 1. Now, we're picking up the story with our move to Florida. Just so you understand where I'm coming from, I never wanted to have a business. It wasn't a dream. I didn't grow up learning how to run a business or make money. Even though my mom, who adopted me, was a successful restaurant owner. However, by the time I was old enough to be aware of her success, she sold the restaurant. My sights were on climbing the corporate ladder, which I talk about so fondly in episode 1. So here we are in beautiful, sunny Florida. I'm not having a successful job search. One day, I had a conversation with God. I say, God, this job search is not going well, and honestly, I don't want to keep looking. I want to do something different. I was quickly reminded about a business structure I mapped out 7 years prior. I no longer had the paper, but I still had the layout of the business in my head. There it was. That was the answer. I was like, whoa, God, I love this, but I'm not sure how the hubs is going to feel about this, because we were solidly a 2-income household, which allowed us to live quite comfortably. Well, God's response was clear. He says, he's my son. I'll deal with him. All right, so let's go on to the conversation. So we have the practice of talking about our day once my husband gets home. This day was no different. He changed his clothes and we commenced chatting about our day. Now it was my turn. I introduced the idea of quitting my job search and starting a business that could generate the same type of income that these Florida jobs wanted to pay. I wasn't anxious. My heart wasn't beating fast. I was calm and at peace because God said, he's my son. I'll deal with him. Well, apparently God had already done what he said, because my husband's response was, we can live comfortably off my salary. Go do what's in your heart to do. Whoa, just like that, my world had changed. So let's fast forward the story. The first thing I did was to become a certified life coach. I was so excited about going through the process of becoming certified. In my HR roles, I had pretty much been coaching for 20 years, so this was the icing on the cake. I completed my course and graduated successfully. But this was where the rubber met the road. Dun, dun, dun. That's what should be there right now. You know, some dun, 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 some suspense. And let's just say that the build it and they will come philosophy isn't always applicable. Because becoming a certified life coach is one thing. Running a coaching business is a whole other animal. So in my first year, I didn't make one red cent. Why? Because I use the build it and they will come approach. But there are some steps in between that you have to learn. But for some reason, I thought once I hung my coaching shingle, I would be flooded with clients. Not so, my fabulous friend. A year later. Did you hear me? I said, a year later, I finally attended a 3-day business water hosing. I mean, boot camp, but it felt like a water hosing. And the top 3 things I learned over that weekend transformed not only me, but how I started doing my business. And here's what I learned. Number 1, serve people. Number 2, market your value. And number 3, ask for the sale. So here are the 3 things that I learned, and I'll say them again. Serve more people, market your value, ask for the sale. These are 3 of the most powerful things I learned, and they are building blocks to a profitable personal brand. Now, of course, you need a foundation, but once you build your foundation and implement these 3 steps, your path to building your iconic empire will definitely take shape so you can then experience financial freedom and personal fulfillment. In next week's episode, we will go deeper into these 3 steps. So come ready. Come ready to take notes and learn about these 3 steps. Until next time, please subscribe, review, and share this episode. I'll see you next time. You've been listening to the Her Iconic Empire podcast with your host, Cheryl Pullins. Her Iconic Empire is for the multi-passionate woman who doesn't want to be boxed in by doing just one thing. She wants the freedom of being herself and embracing all of her passions into a multifaceted business, also known as an empire. If you want to get started with transforming your personal brand into an iconic empire, text the word ICON to 727-758-2116. That's text the word ICON to 727-758-2116 or visit HerIconicEmpire.com. Please subscribe, review, and share. Thank you for listening.